This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, are you the next big real estate market? Well, as a multifamily buy and hold investor, for years now, I've heard endless talk of how millennials are the renter demographic. They don't want or can't afford to buy their home, and we as rental owners should be targeting this demographic and appealing to their preferences. Well, this may be true, but behind all this hype of the millennial generation creeps this massive wave of rental demand from what has been the largest demographic group for the past 50 years. This is a group of which I am a member, and what I'm talking about is the baby boomers. So those of you listening, you may very likely be this next major real estate market. Now, the baby boomers have been a background thought when it comes to renter demographics. As an active buyer, I believe this has left an opportunity in the market that other buyers are missing. As real estate markets around the country continue to climb and competition also increases with them, I've been looking for a way to sort of break away from the herd here and find an opportunity, a niche, a market that the masses are not chasing. Now, it's my belief that over the next 1 to 5 years, baby boomers will be substantially underserved in their demand for rentals, specifically affordable market rate rental properties that cater to senior living preferences. To clarify, this does not mean sort of 50 plus zoned communities, but rather, and it can include those, but rather I'm talking about market rate rentals that simply have characteristics that a senior would desire. In this podcast, I want to sort of back up this information with data and some common sense to piece together these not so complex ideas that expose the opportunity that seems to be cloaked by the whole millennial renter craze. Now, let's start from the beginning with a basic overview. Who are the baby boomers? Baby boomers, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, are the demographic group born during post-World War II baby boom. Now, I would probably correct that and say I think it's also happened during the war and maybe even at the beginning of the war that people were getting married and the husband would go off to war and they would have babies while the war is going on. But approximately, again, according to the Census Bureau, these are the years between 1946 and 1964. This includes people between 53 and 71 years of age today in 2017. Over this period, over 76 million baby boomers were born in the United States. And factoring in immigration, the current estimates of the baby boomer demographic is close to 80 million people. In 2017, the median age of a baby boomer is 62 years of age. That's me. I'm 62 right now. In the United States, 62 years old is the first year individuals can retire and begin to receive Social Security benefits. Many baby boomers have lived their whole adult life aiming to retire between the ages of 62 and 66, using their Social Security benefits to support them in their remaining retired years. In fact, the math tells us that over 12,000 boomers will be retiring. Okay, get this down. 12,000 boomers will be retiring every day for the next several years. Of course, some of that figure will not retire, some may die, but the point is, not to be exact, but rather to show that there's going to be a massive wave, a bubble here, of retirees in the United States in the next 1 to 5 years. Now, unfortunately, of those tens of thousands of retirees per day, only a small percentage are actually financially ready to retire. According to a study by the Insured Retirement Institute, 24% of baby boomers have no retirement savings, the lowest number since the study started in 2011. Only 55% of baby boomers have some retirement savings, and of those, 42% have less than $100,000. Thus, approximately half of retirees are living off of their Social Security benefits. Now, when I read that half of all retirees were going to be living off their Social Security, my next question was, how much is the average Social Security payment? According to the Social Security Administration, in January 2017, the average payment is approximately $1,317. It's not a lot of money to live off of. So there's a wave of 80 million baby boomers that is cresting in 2017 that will begin its peak retirement at staggering pace in the tens of thousands per day. But 74% of them are not financially ready to retire. Why? There is not a hard and fast answer to this question, but I believe it's a multitude of things. The 2008-2009 crash spooked many boomers. They may have lost precious pension funds, and many have had sold stocks at the bottom of the market, resulting in them missing the resurgence of the market in the following 8 years. It could be that wages have been stagnant for 10 years. It could be that true inflation has been eating away at their savings and boosting their cost of living. Or maybe it's just that savers had such terrible interest rates to save in for the past 10 years, they weren't able to really build up much. Maybe it's all of these things combined, or maybe it's just mismanagement or lack of planning. Like in my case, it was probably a little bit of everything. Why it happened is less important than what needs to happen moving forward. What will happen moving forward with the baby boomers? Well, fortunately, in July of 2016, Freddie Mac noticed the things I mentioned above and conducted their first ever Freddie Mac 55 Plus survey of housing plans and perceptions to help understand that question. Here are a few key findings about that survey. Number one, they plan to rent versus buy their next home. Among those 55-plus renters who plan to move again, 71% of respondents plan to rent their next home. For many, this may be a renter-by-choice decision, as 38% say they have enough money to go beyond each payday, including funds to be added to savings. Further, more than 59% think it makes financial sense for people their age to be renters. This view is held by 67% of multifamily renters. I might also add that for some boomers, their homes are their retirement package. Whether they hold on to it and draw from equity or institute a reverse mortgage, they're looking at their home as a source of future retirement income. Number two, their top attractions are affordabilities and amenities. Among the top very important factors influencing their next move, respondents picked affordability, 60% of them, amenities, okay, that'd be like 47%, living in a community where they are not responsible for caring for the property, like cutting lawns, things like that, 44%, and being in a walkable community where they can walk to close goods and services nearby, 43%. Number three, they don't want to move far. Among those who plan to move again, 55-plussers would like to relocate to a different neighborhood in the same city. That's about 31% say that. Or a different property in the same neighborhood, 23% say that, compared to those who would like to move to a different city in the same state or move to a different state. As real estate investors chase the millennials and cater to their lifestyle and their renting desires, they're missing the opportunity to serve the massively underserved demand of the baby boomer generation, our generation, you old dogs out there. I mean, this is a group that is significant and has strong demands. The question is, how does all this data translate into applicable real estate investing? This is where the common sense approach comes in. It's pretty clear What this is showing us, there is and will continue to be a staggering amount of baby boomers entering into the rental market. And if you can meet their needs, demand will be so great that the probability for investment success will increase significantly. I believe those needs are catering to the senior lifestyle, while also highly affordable areas that the baby boomer already lives. For some investors, this may mean purchasing apartment communities with no steps, small unit floor plans, larger property footprints with more landscaping and nearby grocery stores and medical offices. The trick is balancing those senior needs while also investing in a market where there is growth in jobs and population. It would be great if we could fill the need of all baby boomers in the next 10 to 20 years, but what happens after that? If you can satisfy the undeniable demand baby boomers have for the next 10 to 20 years, you will have one of the most predictably consistent renter demographics on the market. Do that in a market that also shows the fundamentals to maintain or grow past the baby boomer generation, and you are in line to make a terrific investment. There is no doubt the millennial generation is one to be watched closely, but the point of this podcast is to note that there is another massive trend in renter demand, namely baby boomers, and it's happening at a fraction of the attention it deserves. I would also argue that the millennial generation is far more predictable than the baby boomers. We don't know how they will behave. If we have 1, 2, or maybe 3 years of strong economic growth and the millennials begin to feel secure and have paid off some of their student loans, they may just decide renting isn't such a bad idea, and they may decide to buy. I have no idea where the millennial demographic is going to be in 5 to 10 years, but for us baby boomers, it seems a little bit more predictable. And when you are a long-term buy and hold investor like me, predictability is invaluable. So I would just recommend, old dog listeners, that, you know, if you're looking to invest, you might take that into account. You know, are you investing in an area where you might be able to serve this group that is selling their homes, selling their properties, and looking for good rental properties that do not require a lot of maintenance and so forth in an area that they really like? So keep an eye out. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including links and some of the stats and so forth that I mentioned, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Look for the episode on Are You the Next Real Estate Market? Okay. Well, until next time, remember, cash flow is king, and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.